Mike Plourde in the studio, and I have Pam Dost, who is an athletic trainer from Active Physical Therapy, in with me. Tell us about what's happening.
We're talking about a special kind of self-massage tool called foam rolling. You can do to yourself to improve your flexibility, range of motion, injury prevention, kind of help after exercise to reduce soreness and muscle soreness as well.
And what this is these are foam, they're not tubes, but they're like long rollers almost.
Yep. Most of them are about 6 inches in diameter, 3 feet long, made of a polyurethane foam that you use to roll your muscles on, and will help loosen and clear up any adhesions that you've got going on.
I know I've done it. I've used them with my legs, and you put them on your legs, get on the floor, put them, and just roll back and forth on them. Is that correct?
Yep. You can roll nice and slow back and forth for about 30 to 60 seconds. Sometimes if you can feel a spot that's especially tight, you can kind of hang out on that spot a little bit, kind of breathe through that tightness, and then move on, and then return back to that spot.
Do they work with the back as well?
Yep, you can go all the way up. Actually, today on our Facebook page, we'll be posting a short video of lower extremity foam rolling, so you can check it out there.
Ah, excellent. Talking to Pam Dost, who is an athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy. And I know, Pam, I see you. You're at all the Negaunee football and basketball games, so you work with the Negaunee Miners.
I do.
And you train with those athletes, and do you use this?
Yes, we try and get them to foam roll, especially after practice. To kind of work on the soreness of, especially in the beginning of the season, but it's great for warm up as well.
And you off air, we were talking a little bit, you can get these at Active Physical Therapy.
Yep, we sell them right in the clinic. Like we were talking about before, sporting goods section at Target or Walmart, Amazon. There's all sorts of kinds, but just make sure you're watching the density of it, of the foam that you're using. When you're just starting, you don't need anything. That's going to be crazy. They have vibrating ones and ones with all sorts of dents, and it's not necessary, really.
Yeah, you recommend just get your basic foam roll.
Yep, yep.
And does it? Are you looking for 6 inches in diameter, or does it matter?
Most of them are. They do make some half rollers that are better for like laying over to stretch. They won't roll because they're only half.
Mm-hmm.
They have a flat side. So the 6 inches in diameter one is the most common.
Talking to Pam Dost, who is an athletic trainer for Active Physical Therapy. Pam, this isn't really necessarily for sore muscles. I mean, it can help with like sore calves and sore thighs and sore backs and that, but it doesn't matter. If you're not sore, you can still use a foam roller.
Yeah, absolutely. There's all kinds of reasons to use a foam roller. It's going to just help improve your flexibility, improve your joint range of motion. Your circulation's going to go up, kind of help you relax a little bit. So, yeah. Many reasons to use the foam rolling.
Mike Plourde in the studio. I'm talking to Pam Dost, who is an athletic trainer for Active Physical Therapy. And Pam, we're talking about foam rollers, and they can help you warm up, and they can help you get some kinks out, but there's also some injury issues and things you can work with.
Yeah, well, Mike, you know, the best part in treating an injury, the best way to treat an injury is to avoid it altogether. You know, often just a consistent routine of stretching before you exercise and foam rolling before you exercise is going to help you prevent that. As we come into warmer temperatures here and more people are running outside and doing things outside, a lot of people end up with some IT band, you know, on the outer of your thigh tightness. That's a great place to foam roll. You do need to be careful in that area. There's lots of bony structures there, so you can't spend too long up there.
Like your knees, for example, you can get down to your knees. And
your knees, up to your hips. Yep. Yep. Up high is kind of a good spot to avoid, but that whole area, it's great for runners to avoid some IT band issues.
We're also talking about, you know, when you do foam roll, sometimes you find a kink or something or not that you didn't realize you had.
Absolutely. You find that spot, you're like, ooh, I didn't know that was sore, but I'm going to sit here for a minute and kind of roll and breathe and then move on and kind of roll that whole muscle again. And after a consistent routine of it, you know, your muscles get used to that and like that. Your circulation is better. You're feeling better, moving better.
Now, you're in the Ishmering office.
I am.
Active Physical Therapy, and that's behind McDonald's in the Country Village.
It is.
And I also know that people can come in anytime and just talk about it. And could somebody come in and say, you know, I heard something about this on the radio, but I want more information.
Absolutely. We'll get you something, show you the foam roller, give you an idea of what would be good for you. Show you how to do it, maybe, if you had some questions. Yep, absolutely.
The other thing I know too is Michigan is a state now that does not require a doctor, a doctor's referral to go to active physical therapy. Your insurance company may, but active physical therapy can help with all of that as well.
Correct. Yep, we can kind of lead you in the right direction and give you some advice as far as that goes as well. Mm-hmm.
So come on in, ask some questions, and relieve that pain and definitely those aches and kinks when you as you start your summertime workout program.
That's right.
Talking to Pam Dost, who's an athletic trainer from Active Physical Therapy. And Pam, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.